A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 to Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yom Gizrael of Cherry Hill. One quick request, anybody who's joining, if you could please email me so that over the weekend, if I'm away and I'm sending it out by email, I could send it to you as well. Any change of schedule, I should be able to be in touch with you. Today's Daf, Brachas Daf Zayin, contains on Amud Beis a fascinating Gemara about Avraham Avinu. I'd like to do from yesterday's Daf a linked Gemara, which I think will help us understand today's Daf that much better. So we're actually starting on Brachas Vav Amud Beis, 6b, pagination page 12, approximately 12 lines from the top, the end of the line, Amar Rab Chelbo. Amar Rab Chelbo, Amar Rab Huna. Rab Chelbo said in the name of Rab Huna, Kala Kaveya Mokom Litfilah. So a person who establishes a place for his davening, he always goes to the same place, and we'll see what's the significance of that. Not that you have to throw someone out of your seat, but that you're always going to the same designated place. That's your mind frame. Elokei Avraham Be'ezro. The God of Avraham will help you. We know that in Maseches Brachos there are four basic topics. Shema, Shmona Esrei, Brachos of Nehenin, before you eat food, and Brachos of Hoda'ah, of thanks, praise, or thanksgiving. And this Gemara is focused on davening, tefillah. And we're being told that if a person establishes a place for his davening, a specific location, so the God of Avram will help him. The zuchus of Avram, Avram's relationship with Hashem. Uchishameis, and when he dies, omrim lo, they say about him, i'anov, whoa, he's a humble person. Ichasid, oh, he's very righteous. Mitamidev shal Avram Avinu, he's from the students of Avram Avinu. All we want of him is that he should establish a place for his tefillah, and even when he dies, people will say, wow, what a great person. Okay, where is this coming from? The Gemara says, "V'Avram Avinu minala dekava makom." What does it mean that Avram Avinu established a place? Dechsiv, because it says that the morning after he davened for Sodom, and Sodom was in fact destroyed, Hashem really didn't listen to Avraham. He barely got Avram's relatives out. Lot, two daughters, even the wife of Lot didn't make it. Certainly the whole city of Sodom and its suburbs didn't make it. Vayashkem Avram baboker, Avram wakes up in the morning, El Hamakom, and he goes to the same place, Asher Omad Sham, that he prayed previously. He's going to daven again. He's not going to change his location. He's not going to change his attitude. He's going to the same place. If Hashem said no, is no, but that doesn't change my relationship. I'll try again with something else at the same location. The Ein Amida El Tefila, because standing refers to prayer, Shanemar, Vayamad Pinchas Vayifalel, and Pinchas stood and he davened. Very profound concept over here. Very often when a person doesn't get his tefillah answered, he changes his angle, he changes his location symbolically. Rachmana Litzlan, he might even stop davening to Hashem himself. A total change of location. He gives up.
We actually even change name of the person.
You can, good. There are tricks, so to speak, or strategies within the framework of halacha, but the person doesn't change his relationship with Hashem. Yeah, you could change the name because of the Gezar Din, but you're always davening to Hashem. As you say it, you say to Hashem, I'm changing the name. It's always directed to Hashem. There's not even an iota of Avodah Zarah, so to speak, of distraction, of, well, if Hashem doesn't listen to me, I'll go to the doctor. If Hashem doesn't listen to me to get me more money, I'll go to my boss. It's boss as a conduit from Hashem. It's Hashem through the doctor. We don't change our location. Uchashemes, and even if it doesn't work out for you, the guy, so to speak, dies. He's rejected. People will still say about his strategy, righteous, humble, he's a student of Avram. This was Avram's way. Avram was a soldier of Hashem. And if the answer is no. But he's back on guard the next morning, regardless of what the response was. There's a beautiful anecdote. Reb Avi Shulman in Candlelight writes that he went to Tells for yeshiva, and when he went to Eretz Yisrael once, they visited the Chazon Ish. So his father said, "Where's your child going to yeshiva?" So he told the Chazon Ish, he goes to Tells. The Chazon Ish was very happy. He smiles, he pounds on the table, he says, "Oh, Tells, they make soldiers for Torah." And that's the description over here. Avram is a soldier of Torah. Avram is loyal petitioner. Even if the answer is no, he's back there the next morning. Let's turn the page to today's daf, Zayin Amud Beis, and I think you'll see why I wanted to do that as a beginning. We're starting from the top of the page, Zayin Amud Beis 7b, pagination 14, first words. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochi. Rabbi Yechanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Miyom Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esau Olam, from the time that Hashem created the world, Lo Haya Adam Shekara LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. There is no one who called Hashem Master, who used the word Adonai directly with Hashem, even when he complained, even when Avram says, "Bama'eda ki irashena," how do I know that I'm going to inherit the land? But his wording was Adon, my master. Achabo Avram v'kara Adon, shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem, bama'eda ki irashena," how do I know I'll inherit it? That was Avraham's attitude, even in duress, even if I don't understand. The Nisayon of the Akedah is probably the biggest example of this. Avram was told that his child is going to be the future of the Jewish people, and then later he's told to bring his son up on the altar, which sounds to him like sacrifice his son. So on his way to the Akedah, picture the scene. People come over to him, he was a world personality, and they say, "Where are you going?" So in his mind, he was going to sacrifice his son. So he says that. So they would say to him, "I don't understand. Why would you do that? You were promised. What's going on? Is this the God of benevolence that you told us about?" What's Avram's answer? So I heard this beautifully illustrated from Rav Brevda. He said, Avram's answer would be, "Ein od milvado." There is no God besides him. I take orders from the Master. Hashem hu Elokim. Hashem is God. But I don't understand it. I'm a soldier here. And the same theme that we saw on the previous blatt, Avram says, so he said, no, he's the boss. I'm not the boss. Tefillah is not magical manipulation. Tefillah is a request. Hashem's in charge. So here also, he says, Hashem is my master. And that's Avram's attitude, and that's his strength. No one ever used the word Adon until Avraham. And even after him, Avram becomes the hallmark of that personality. Amar Rav, Rav said, after Daniel lo nene, Daniel lives between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Daniel, as we do, was living in Galus. Daniel, when he davens b'shevil Avram, in the merit of Avram. Shene'amar, as the pasuk says, we quote this often in Slichas, listen to the words of your servant, to his entreaty, and enlighten your face, your countenance, on your mikdash that was destroyed, lema'an Adonai, in the merit of Master. If he's talking to Hashem, he should say, in your merit. What does it mean, in the merit of Adonai? Next line, Ela l'man Avram shakaracha Adon. Daniel is invoking the relationship of Avraham. And he's saying that just as Avram's relationship was You may give it to me, you may not give it to me. My relationship is you are the master. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be here tomorrow morning too, regardless. But I have a request. That's the merit that Daniel invokes, and we're told that that's what got answered. It's very interesting. We always study the flaws of the Gedolim. Not because we're anybody to judge someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, but because there are lessons to be learned. In the beginning of Moshe's mission, Moshe is very resentful when his request isn't granted. Moshe goes to Paro under orders from Hashem, redeem the people, and Paro makes things worse. And Moshe's very frustrated. Moshe says, "Lama zeh shelachtani? Why did you send me?" What's Hashem's response in the beginning of Parshas Va'era? Oh, chaval al da'avdin, well, we're missing people like Avraham, you know? Avraham, I promised the whole Eretz Israel, and I gave him nothing. He has to pay for to bury his wife. And he doesn't have any complaints. Avraham is Adon. That's his relationship. Again, we're not judging Moshe, who are we? But that's the lesson. The lesson is that when Moshe gets frustrated, he doesn't want to go back to the job. Hashem says, I'd like you to emulate Avraham, please. It's a different relationship where Hashem will come through. But there's a timetable, there's a cheshbon, and that's a tremendous attitude in davening. It's not so much that you're sitting in the same seat and you have to throw someone out of your seat. It's an attitude of going to the same location just like yesterday, even if your request wasn't granted, because you know that Hashem is out for your good and Hashem has a plan, and we continue our relationship with Him regardless. Yeshua Kolach, have a wonderful day.